6:41, raining all weekend, guys. 22 on the coast, 23 in Maitland in the valley.
So, Crevo, you were in the nude and you tripped over a bag and you fell on your back.
Yeah, look, it wasn't a high point in my life. There's been a few of those. This wasn't it.
Where did this happen in the hallway? Were you doing a quick nudie run from the bathroom to the bedroom?
Or? Well, so what had happened was yesterday I went for my shower in the morning and I was extra tired yesterday morning. I don't know why. I just was. And so I'd forgotten, like, my clothes. So, yes, I was doing the nudie run. I ran back to my room, at which point I was still fine, no injury yet. I opened the door and, like, I'd forgotten to leave a light on as well, and there was a bag on the floor in the bedroom, and I just went head over, like, completely fell down very loudly. Emmy wakes up, turns the light on.
Are you okay?
Yeah, exactly. There was an element of that, and then she saw I was in the nude on the floor and couldn't stop laughing. She just couldn't stop laughing. She said, like, I left, she was still in hysterics, like, 10 minutes later. She said, I'm on the floor, like, quite a bad and heavy fall, and I've got wooden floors.
Yeah.
So not comfortable.
I don't understand the part where you fell on your balls.
Well, I... Like, when I fell down...
That's an awkward fall, Crevo.
Well, it was, because the bag was like a sort of...
Which one?
A suitcase kind of bag.
He really is packing.
Wow. And then when I fell down, it was... Because it's quite large.
I don't want to know.
The angle of the edge of the suitcase kind of caught... the other bag, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, very uncomfortable, in the nude, injured, feeling a bit sorry.
Especially at
for
that
myself.
Time of the morning.
Oh, you're hardly awake.
Yeah, what big boy.
Anyway, let's go to the... Can I just say, the weird sexual, like, innuendos between you two are getting far too... They're happening far too often. Sean, good morning.
good morning, guys. How are you? Good.
Yeah, isn't it good? Jade and Crevo making you feel weird this morning? Jade's, like, almost hitting on Crevo, Sean. It's very strange for me.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Hey, Sean, when did you injure yourself in the nude?
Oh, mate, it was a couple of years ago now. Same thing. I got out of the shower and drying my hair off and walking past the corner of the bed and snapped my little toe on the corner of the bed. Same thing, I was rolling around on the floor and screaming a fair bit. The wife come in and she said she doesn't mind my naked body, but when it was that tight with all my bits hanging in and out,
That was nice of her. Hey, do you know what though, Sean? I've broken my little toe on a door frame once. Isn't it the most painful, excruciating experience?
Oh yeah,
that you can possibly go through.
And that's right. When you're rolling around in pain, naked, your partner just can't help but laugh. Because what else do you do?
Yeah, no one takes you seriously.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks for your call, Shawnee. Enjoy your weekend.
Jason's next. Hey, how you doing?
Excellent, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Now tell us, naked injuries, what happened with you?
Well, my buddy and I had gone out for a few wobbly pops.
Yep.
And I got back and we went to his house and I wasn't feeling all that good, so I had a shower. And then I went to lie on his spare bed. And so I kind of jumped on his bed and completely missed the mattress and landed on the metal framing instead. And...
Oof. It reminds me of those times you are jumping on a trampoline and you go through the springs. Very painful.
Oh.
Yeah.
What part of your body connected with the frame?
My stomach.
Oh.
I kind of hung myself up by the stomach on you.
So did you wind yourself?
Oh, immensely. It was a queen-size bed, but it was only like a single mattress.
Oh.
And so I... jumped and missed the single mattress completely
who's
and landed
doing
on
that,
the...
by the way?
There's a great idea. He had a couple wobbly pops.
Yeah, but who's putting a single mattress
Jason's
on a queen size frame?
Yeah, but I have a double mattress on a queen size frame.
Yeah, but that's weird.
Yeah.
Hey, Jason, do you have a bit of a beer gut that, like, you know, cushions
no,
your
not,
fall?
No, not at that time. This was a few years ago when I was young and thin, and there was no real padding to me. I just kind of landed and...
Yeah, very uncomfortable. Thanks for your call.
Brendan, how are you this morning?
Morning, team. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. So tell us your story. Did you have a naked injury?
My naked injury story, right. Well, it was some time ago. me and the miss over in the bedroom, obviously naked, making some love, and I've gone to get that sort of extra leverage, right, from the side of the bed.
Yeah.
Right.
And broke me big toe.
Oh, jeez.
That is screwed.
Screwed.
Did you feel it in the moment, or was it after?
Oh, I sort of felt it in the moment, but kept going because I was toey as.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, next day, purple, couldn't walk, just pain. Was up there, and you can do nothing for him. So
yeah, well, Brendan, you got the job done, mate. So well done for pushing on.
Bloody hell!
You know what?
I'm impressed. Stamina.
How long were you out of the game for, Brendan? After the big toe.
A toe didn't stop me, Jay.
Oh, excellent! Good stuff.
Excellent.
There he is. What a storyteller! What a man!
Gold star, Brendan.
I'm just in shock after that.
JD, are you feeling a bit funny today?
Frisky.
Yeah. Get in those vibes.
Well, rain can do it, you know. So Netflix and chill.
No. What's the goss up next?